Hello, Cleveland. This is Alex Hoffman from Too Much Effing Perspective Podcast, and welcome to Quick Taps, short stories in short episodes for short attention spans, where we utilize all the tricks we learned from Oprah to coax the best Spinal Tap moments out of our showbiz friends. Our theme today is the blues. When our guest's Spinal Tap moments got a little blue, and I'm not talking about Billie Holiday-style blue. Our first blue story is from a singer-songwriter who was named LA Weekly's best pop artist in LA, Fiona Gray. At a private gig where she was hired to perform, Fiona quickly found that she was overdressed for the party. Way overdressed.
So I didn't know much about the event, but it was like a private party. So I was like, cool, easy. I'll sing some jazzy standards and call it a day. But they were like, probably better, like, wear a mask. It's kind of like a mask type party. I was like, okay, masquerade, sign me up. A full-on sex party. I played for an hour and a half, made like $350, but I was like, whatever, you know? But I just remember being there and being like, not only a singer, but they were like, yeah, just like move with the music. And I was like, I am like a figure. My rate would have gone way higher if I knew that I was a part of the sex party. You just never know what you're gonna walk into.
Our next story comes from one of the world's first male supermodels, Michael Bergen, who learned this valuable lesson from his Spinal Tap moment. When a famous photographer wants to take nude photos of you, make sure he has film in the camera.
When you start off as a model, you want to build up your portfolio. So you need test pictures and stuff like that. So your agents try to hook you up with photographers to take test pictures. So there's a photographer by the name of Bruce Weber. He's one of the best. And, you know, he loves to shoot men and does campaigns basically around men. So it was a Friday afternoon, and they're like, hey, good news. Bruce Weber wants to test shoot you in his loft tonight, Friday night. I'm like, okay, great. So I go over to his loft, and next thing you know, I got all my clothes off, and I'm in this like fake tile shower, as naked as can be, and I'm like pushing up against the walls of the tile, flexing and all that. And he's, oh, yeah, that's great. That's great. And he's just shooting me every angle or whatever. I don't even think there was any film in the camera. I never saw anything from him. And the whole point was for me to get tear sheets to go in my portfolio.
And our final guest is BMG recording artist Rozzy, who recently released her new album entitled Barry. Rozzy once found herself in a Motel 6 where she and her entourage were probably the only guests who were not in a certain blue line of work.
I was on this tour and my friend had never been a tour manager before, but he just was like offering to do it for me, right? And bless him, he wanted to save me money. So he just booked the cheapest hotel. And I wasn't fazed because like we'd stayed in some gross places, you know, very questionable mattresses with stains I didn't really want to think about. Like I've done that whole thing. So I'm like, whatever. We get to this Motel 6 and my best friend had actually just decided to come. And so she and I were sharing a bed and then my makeup artist was in the other bed. We get there and Taddy, my friend, is like, where's the shampoo and conditioner? And I was like, girl, what do you think this is? Like some bougie Marriott? Like, no, this is a Motel 6. The beds freak us out. So we like put our sweatshirts over the pillows to sleep. We put on like our little PJs. I'm like, you know what? Let's go get a snack. Let's walk and see like what this parking lot holds. We come outside and quickly realize there's a man there with like an ankle bracelet. House arrest or something. And there's a bunch of women that my friends, I think, picked up a little bit faster that we were the lone room on this floor that was not being used for some sex work.
Oof. Rozzy's story is the reason I never touch the comforters in a motel and sometimes sleep inside a garment bag. If you like this week's Quick Tap and you have your own Spinal Tap moment story to share, please let us know. Email us at hello@tmepshow.com or DM us at tmepshow. We might use your story in a future episode. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Alex Hoffman. Tune in next week when my co-host Alan Keller and I return with our special guest, garbage drummer and Nirvana producer Butch Vig, to hear about his best and worst Spinal Tap moments on Too Much Effing Perspective.
Although it would be as great as having armadillos in our trousers, this podcast is not affiliated with This Is Spinal Tap, and no person or entity connected with the film has sponsored or endorsed its content. This podcast is not affiliated, sponsored, or licensed by Authorized Spinal Tap LLC or Century of Progress Productions.
Too Much Effing Perspective is a Milwaukee Talkies original.
Hey, this is Dewey Halpas, host of Peer Pleasure on the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. Join me each week as I explore another long-form conversation with one of your favorite musicians, actors, comedians, or creatives. From Chino Moreno of the Deftones, John Gorley of Portugal the Man, to Fat Mike from NoFX and Ian MacKay from Fugazi and Minor Threat, we go all over the map. From Fall Out Boy to Slayer, Peer Pleasure has it all. Check us out now on Sound Talent Media.
Evergreen Podcast Network.